parashas told us, we have here one of the really tough inyanim to understand. We are mudrach to know that the midas liavis has the chas of Avram, the gvur of Yitzchak, and the emes of Yaakov, pasuk titan emes the Yaakov, and so on. And this pasuk and this parasha has double ramos of Yaakov. First the b'chayr that he got from the Ziradashim, and then the second time the brachis. And it's one of the hard parashas to really understand. Mela, we can answer Yaakov, and that's fine. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests people in the midas that are opposite of theirs, the Akedah of Avram, and so on. But it's still, at the end of the day, it's at best, it's excusable. It's not exactly a sense over here of what's the Chathila doing. Let's try a little bit to be mesamic in this inyan. The Chazal over here. Vaseli mit amim. It says, Yitzhak asked Esav to make matamim. Ravoz Hashem Yosef ben Zamra Omar. Gimel dvarim nemavoy be'eitsh ochad marishin. There are three things in the eitsh ochad marishin. Toiv lemaychel, v'yofel einayim, v'moysif chachma. Those were the inyanim that it says on the eitz hadas. Ushloshta nemru v'pasik echad. And three of them those three are all in the same pasuk. Shenema v'tara isha kitayve z'machel, mikan shutayv l'machel, v'chitayvu l'inayim mikan shiyofu l'inayim, l'hasu mikan shiyomoyzev chochma. Hod mad amris maskil eisom. So those are the three inyanim, positive inyanim, so to speak, of the Eitz Hadas. V'chein Yitzhak Oma Vaseli Matamim. Yitzhak also said Vaseli Matamim. Oma, he said, B'tchilo Yisinene Min Ariya, V'achshav Eninene Min Atam. So, the V'chein Shlema said, B'rvois HaToy V'robo Chleo, Mikan L'sumin She'inam Sveyim. That blind people don't become full. L'idome Ahu D'chomi Sulgisa Panya V'kafen, L'hu D'chomi Sulgisa Malya V'savim. So Lamaisa, he says, when a person sees whatever he sees, he's able to be full of it, and a summa is not nisba. Same thing also when a person sees a lot of food, he's nisba. When it looks like he has a half a piece, he's not nisba. What's the kesha of the beginning to the end? What's the kesha of the ri'ya, you know, the three things, the eitz hadas, the things here? Doesn't seem to be any really much kesha. I mean, he's telling him, me too, similar also, I went, you know, there's the, I now have achila, not the hanov of the tam, and not the hanov of the riyah. There does seem to be, the one nekuda that seems to stand out over here is that it was shayach to the something of the eitz hadas. The brachas that he was giving, there's a remez here that Yitzchak was probably trying to be metakin the Yonim Eitz Hadas, and that's why whatever Yonim Eitz Hadas had, he was saying, okay, Re'iyah is not Shayach for me, but this is Shayach for me. Not clear as to what, how to translate into Chazal over here. I mean, it's a remez Balma, it does say it in the Sfarim, and yes, it's correct that all the inyanim of the others were trying to attack in the Eitz Hadas. That's in the big picture. That's the Pashit. Like they all say that, you know, the Eitz Hadas was Mekalkel Adam, and Avraham Avinu began the rehabilitation of Tzuras Adam. But exactly how this Pradovi works in, very, very not clear. The Zayah asked this question over here. And he asks the question, the obvious question of the Mirim over here. So he says, "Eich loy bo Yaakov lemeiv leEsav tafshel detlufchin ad dezov lebchirusa delay." How is it that he didn't want to give him any adashim without some of the b'chayra. Like, why was he so mean? I guess that's like I would phrase that question. And ve'oy de ama esav liyitzak avoy ve'akveneze pamayim. Elekach hu inyanu de Yaakov im Esav, begin the Esav is son of the Bchirusa bekad Mesa, because Esav really was son of the Bchira, vav boy mine de Yaakov the lispel efil of loy kesef, he would have given it to him as a matana, but echsev echov eishav kemechzas chris. So the teretz on this inyan itself, the Zohar says that he bets him couldn't care less for it. And giving it to him was mamish a freebie, and he couldn't care less about it. So that answers more specifically the specific shaila. But in the broader picture, the lashon of the Zohar is, it says kibitachbulo is tasal chamulchama. A person needs to do mulchama with some sort of shrewdness, trick, shrewdness. Mai mulchama do mulchama do sitribisha. It's the Muhammad with the Yitzhar, the Yitzhar Nash La Gocha Beikrav, a person needs to fight against it, and to be Meshtalit on Yitzhar and to take away from Yitzhar. Tochazi, the Yaakov Ochestal Gabe Esav, Begina U Sitra Delaylis Chakom Aloyi, he tried very hard to outmaneuver, I guess would be the right word, the Sitra Achra. To go with him in a crooked way as much as is necessary. Okay. So the Zohar Kodesh says this inyan over here of that because this was a struggle of Yetzari Yetzatoiv, it's a limud l'dayrus, and one has to go with the Yetzahara ba'akimu, with crookedness. And Shaila is, what's the pshat? It's a Eitz HaTayv Ba'alma? Isn't it also, isn't there a problem with it? We're learning a sukkah now, in Gittin. The Taisus says that Mezuyif Mitoich is a problem, because even though if a person has a shtar, that the content is true, but the Edis are not, and we're going to pass on Peter Edis, even though the Edis are, even though the substance of what they're saying is correct, and the Psak Din is 100% correct, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be oimid on the Emes of the Torah through Edis Sheker. So, and it's not Aiden that will come and say Sheker. I mean, these are they're not being made in Bezen. They're just signed on a piece of paper, except the Kroivim. And when being misled into it, it's usher, it's wrong. So you see that it's not. Tzedek, Tirdoiv, you have to pursue the Tzedek with Tzedek. You have to use Tzedek with Tzedek. And even if you get to the right Psak and the money is yours, I'll pay 80 Sheker, it's wrong. So you see that it's not right to do. So what's this anhaga? And find it constantly. It says it's the same thing by Chazal. It says by Lavan that Yaakov told Rachel, "Ochiv ani b'Ramuse, I am his brother Ramos." So she said, "Mishar le'mevad ochi, le'tzadik le'mevad ochi. Are you allowed to do it?" And he brings a pasuk. It says, "Im nava titabor, v'im ikesh titapol." That a person with a person who's yosher, you go yosher. With a person who's crooked, you go crooked. Like Ikesh, Ipsi told, it's also crookedness. So what's the pshat? And what's the pshat crooked? It's a very specific lashon over here. Something which is crooked. In modern, in colloquial use of the word crooked, it's criminal. But that's not really what's akimu. The Urcha Kimu, the Zohar is saying something about a road that's crooked over here. What are we talking about over here? So let's be misbeinin in the oimek a little bit of what the Mida of Yaakov is. the Midah of Emes. It says, Chaysamesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Let's understand, we're used to thinking of Emes and Sheker in two ways. One is when I steal something and I deny it, or I make a false claim to get money, and that's a gather of a Ben Adam Chaveiro. I'm using, I can hold a gun to somebody's head, I can take something from somebody's pocket without his noticing, or I can tell a person, you owe me the money, and the person doesn't know it, and he gives it to me, or I tell Besdin, or I bring false aides, and so on. Those are all a very, very small sector of Emes. It's really a branch in a sense of Gneva Gzela, rather than, and we have a parasha like that, if a person was Nishpel Sheker, to be Motzi Mamon, and so on. That's a very, very specific segment. That's not quite what we're talking about here. There's another type of Sheker, where a person goes around with the proverbial how big of a fish he caught. That Sheker is not, it's not a Midah Toiva, but again, not substantial. The person boasts, it's somewhere along the line, it's an intensified version of Gaiva, or whatever it is. It has a Shutfus of Midas HaSheker, but it's not quite it. Midas HaSheker is whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Etzem Bria, the Bria itself, if we're to go to the very core of what it is, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself to the outside in a way we're Oymer on Pnim and Chutz. In other words, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, the Amitosoi, being Megala himself in the world to us, creating a physical world that reveals the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world outside. In an ideal situation, that revelation is exactly Kifi Erech de Pnim, it's just Klapi Chutz. Let's get it very, very simple. If a person has a bottle of poisonous substance that he wants to keep kids away from, or illiterate people, or whatever, he makes a big, so he puts a big picture of a very, very angry looking face on top of it, a skull and bones, something very, very scary, and the message is, what you see on the outside is what's on the inside. So if the outside, it looks very, very scary, so the inside is scary and it's not good. If somebody dresses it up, if somebody takes a bottle of poison and puts a sweet smiling baby face on top of it, besides the danger, that's sheker. It's something, Bifnim is portraying something that is, the outside portrayal of it is sheker. And that's why it is, that's the Pnimius of Sheker and Emes. The first, the Sheirish of all Averis is when there is a distinction. For instance, let's say, usually speaking, the fruits and the vegetables that are not good to eat don't taste good. They're not pleasant for the senses. A fruit before it's ripe or it's overripe or it's rotten, things that are rotten have a bad smell to it. They don't have a good texture to it. Their color is off. Things that are not ready to eat yet, they don't have the color, they don't have the aroma. The Bria Ketikunai is meant that the Chutz and the Pnim are one and the same. There's a piva libay shavin, so to speak. That's what the emes of the Bria is. The mokar, if lightning were to strike the person as soon as Michal Shabbos, so there'd be no mokar mechira, because the outside world would be exactly the inside world. But we wouldn't be the people to make it. It would be something that Akash Baruch Hu made, and there's no Maisa Adam. The Avoida of Adam is to arrange the world b'chutz like it's b'fnim. Chazal say, the Zohar says many times that the Malchusa D'Aris and Malchusa D'Rikia, that phenomena that we see in the outside world, we can rightfully extrapolate to the inside world, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged the Bria that it should be, that it's not only he arranged it Zeluma said that it's parallel to it. It Betzim is the same thing. It's just Machutz. There's the Shalor HaKadosh says about people who think that Chochmas HaNista, Chochmas and Teres Nista, Teres Gluya, Teres Gluya, that they could be divergents. He says it's not the pshat that they can't be divergent. It's Goli means it's revealing that which is Nister. It's not two things that happen to have been arranged to be parallel. What we see here is the hashpa of the chutz. That is the Shayesh Debriya. The Koyach HaBechira is where we have, since we have an inborn sense of self, we impose our sense of Metzias onto the Bria. It says by the Chazal say in Eicha that why is the pay before the Ayin in the Eicha? It's alphabetical order except for the pay and the Ayin. And Chazal say Sheikdimu Pel Ayin. The Meraglim were, the Meraglim saw everything straight, but what they did was they imposed their own rutzin onto the Metzias. So just like sometimes you have a person who's a big chacham, and he's a financial analyst, and he looks over something, and he can make very good decisions. He doesn't have a problem making the decisions, and when he's working for somebody else, his decisions are 100% okay. But when he himself is involved in a money deal, he makes mistakes because his own projection of his fantasy of becoming very wealthy is Mekalkas Ashura. The Ava is Mekalkas Ashura. I once read about somebody who ran one of the greatest corporations, and he actually fell for the Nigerian fact stuff, for the stupidities, because there was another imposition. He was imposing his das, ruts, whatever you want to call it, onto the Metzias, and Bemeli came up with something that was wrong. That is the sheirish of chait, and the sheirish of all chait is the sheker. Davu and the kula, where did it start? Where was the makom where it came from? The makom that it came from was in two places. We have, it says in the Bria itself, that the eights, the tam eights and pri was supposed to be shava, and yet it wasn't. So that the eights didn't have the tam of the pri, and that was one kilkel. And obviously, it's quite clear that it's not that the eights had bechira. It was sort of a result of the eventual kilkel of Adam. That's why it's understood. It's part of that kilkel. The one that really brought it was the Nachash. When the Nachash says, if he spoke to Chava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this tree is Mois Temusa. There wasn't anything in Seichel that Chava thought, would have thought otherwise. But the Nachash came along and he gave a whole spiel. And then it says, Vatero isha ki toiva itz lemachol v'chitayva le'nayim v'necha itz lahaskil. Vatikach miperio v'tochal. So we find she imposed her perception, or the Nachash's perception. And Rashi says, what is Vatera Isha? Rosa dvar shal Nachash, vehenula, Listen to what Rashi says. She saw the words of the Nachash, Vehenula, she liked it, Vaminasa, she believed him. In other words, because she liked it, she believed it. Because she had Hanoah, he painted a picture, you could become godlike, brilliant, understanding, all-wise, all-knowing, all-capable. So now she had a personal picture of things, and she imposed it. And that's why Vaterish Getoivetzah, she saw it, Vaterish Getoivetzah. The Nachash, the Shirish of Chatoim, was to put in a tipa of sheker into the priya, and to put in a second version of things. Whereas things were objective realities, now it's a mixture of its objective reality and my subjective imposition onto that reality. And my henna osoi is it becomes my heminosoi. Whatever it is that I enjoy, that's what I begin to see as being the metzias. That was the sheirish of chet. So if we're dealing with ra in its sheirish, we're now going to have to undo that chelik. It's not, the real kilkel in the bria is that things that look like they are one thing are really something else. And it's not enough. The Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, "Ora shelo yokum sivra Torah zois." What's the "Ora shelo yokum sivra Torah zois"? What does it include that the rest of the Torah doesn't include? So Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says an extraordinary chiddush. He says, if a person says, "Betzem, life would be a lot geshmaka with you know," in other words, the mitzvahs themselves don't have any value. And they're not doing any good for you. But Lamaisa, Kosh Baruch Hu said, so you have to do it because Kosh Baruch Hu said. So that's his over the Ora Shel Yochum. Ora Shel Yochum means that the person needs to affirm that every mitzvah has a ruchnistic benefit for himself. Even if he doesn't know it. But the understanding is that he needs to, the Yochum is like Kiyum and Shtaris. To affirm that this is emes, that a person should not eat treif, that a person should wear talzin tefillin, that a person should daven, and so on. A person needs to, that's the mitzvah of it. Because the sheirish is the appearance and our tfis of something versus its reality. The tikkun has to be where the two things come together, and we see it as the emes. Once the mass of the world is, that you have this sheker built in, where things look and appear differently than they are. Unraveling it requires us to change it. There's a halacha. It's a gemara in Yuma. Rabbi Chaim brings that halacha. You're not supposed to speak Lashon Hara of anybody. It says, Mefarsimim es hachanofim. Chanofim are people who, it's in the way the Gemara uses it, it's a generic term for what we would call tzvuim, for people that are hypocrites. Chanofim are people, a tzavua is somebody who looks, he looks from on the outside and he's frying inside. A chanof is somebody who adds his mouth to it. He talks from and he acts out of whack. So Rashi says there are two reasons why are you allowed to. I mean, what do you care? The person himself, it does what he does. It's between him and Hashem. So what do I care the fact that he looks very from, but he does call davasa? So Rashi has two reasons. One is that people will come to learn from him. People will say, this person who was a stance, is a very, very harsh person, big tzaddik, and so forth, let's follow his maisim. And inevitably, some of his maisim are rotten. So that's one. Or Rashi says that we are going to have tainus on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Look at this person who's such a big tzaddik, and look at what he's suffering. So he can be mefarsim the chanofim. In other words, In order to be metaken the world, we need to write this nekuda as well. We need to be moitzi the emes, and show the emes as being emes and the shek as being sheker. It's not enough just to do the emes. It's a need to re-establish the emes as emes, and the sheker as sheker. Let's go back to Yaakov to Esav. The Bechira was meant to be for Yaakov. Mitzad the Bria, the Zria was first Yaakov. Esav came second. So in terms of Gilui, Esav comes first. Chazal compare it to a shamer and to the pri. It's similar. We've spoken about this quite a few times. Always the hechatimtza comes before the thing itself. For instance, let's say somebody is building a building or refurbishing a building or something like that, and the first thing that gets delivered is not the building material, it's the scaffolding, it's the ladder, it's the tools, it's the hechetimtze. Let's say a pri needs to have a certain shamer, a shell, a covering. The shell or the covering inevitably has to come before the pri, because if you start with the pri and then put the shell, it's like if the present arrives, the half hour later the Secret Service will arrive. There's no time for it. They always have to come first. So the klal is that which comes befoil first, bal korchach is a chetimtza what comes second. So mitzad the emes, Yaakov is first. Mitzad what greets the eyes, Esav is first. How is Yaakov mirama Esav? What was the mirma? And it's important to understand it. There's something called Gnevis Das, and let's understand the Oymek of Gnevis Das, and then let's understand right over here. Gnevis Das means where somebody else wants something. That's his. He decides a class case where says a guy comes in and he says he wants glat kosher, basically the meat he wants, and I say, okay, here it is. The meat's kosher. It's glat kosher. It's not basically. It's awesome, because that's called Nevis Das. But let's say a guy comes and asks for meat, and I give him Nevel and Treifa. And for me, Nevel and Treifa is terrible. Am I being Merama the guy or not? The answer is, since the guy doesn't care, his Das, Lefi Daitoi, it's okay. Then that's called, that's mirma that is appropriate, and we'll see in a second in what circumstance. In other words, when a person sells something to somebody else, let's take an example of in its tikkun, the way it would be normally. Let's say I'm interested in selling a house to somebody. I can tout the virtues of the house the way I see it, and I can present it klapi him. For me, LaMarshall, it's very important that I have, that it should be high on a hill. For him, it's important that it should be close to something else. Which mile am I going to tell the person? So the chachma requires that I give it to him lefi erkoi, and I fit it for his sense of things. That's doing something Shrewdly, I'm talking about the Tzara Toiv, where I'm oimed on his das and give it to him kefi his daiter. Yaakov Avinu needed to present the Bechira in a way that klapi Esav, it has no makum. It was honest. It doesn't say in the Pasuk. There's no implication in the Pasuk that he was starving to death and he held it over to him be'oines. And if somebody were to sell somebody a medication that he desperately needs for a very high price, it's bottle. It says he was hungry. He was tired and hungry, and he said, how about trading it? So Esau's response wasn't, what choice do I have? I'm going to die if I don't need it now, so I have no choice, and I've got to choose life. His answer was, it's a very small price. And that's why he didn't want it as a matana, because as a matana, he wouldn't have shown the price erech. He wanted Esav to be kovel shitasei that Bechira has no makom. What Esav didn't understand was that the brachas are a toitsa of Bechira. It's not the pshat that the Bechira comes along with the price tag of the brachas come along with the price tag of Bechira. The sheirish of brach in the Bria comes from Bechira. So later, when he lost out the brachas, he had tainus. But the brachas, Yitzchak said, I'm giving the brachas to my bechayer. Yaakov came along and said, I'm your bechayer. The brachas is the, for things we spoke other times about, the sheirish of brach and the bria comes through bechayra, comes through the roish and the rishon. But the understanding of the relationship with Olam Hazin Olam Haba was what had to be nikva. Esav wanted bechayra. If somebody would tell him, you get all these brachas, but deny that you also keep the mitzvahs. So he would be keeping it, but for a sheker. He'd be keeping the bechayra not because bechayra is chashuv. He'd be keeping the bechayra because brachas are chashuv, and it's the price you pay. If you want to be wealthy, you have to put on 1,000 tefillin. Okay, that's the same reason why if in this world there will be schar mitzvah, then the mitzvahs will not be mitzvahs anymore. That itself is wrong. He needed to prove that. So Esav was mevazah the bechayra, and he sold it from the zidadashim because be'emes, that was the emes of Esav. In Esav's mitzias, there was bechayra itself was inherently worthless from his perspective. Yaakov needed that l'shitasai Esav should reject the bechayra, and that's what he did. That's the pshat, the akim we have to go with. So in the big picture, the emes is, the mid of emes is the herring, the chutz, and the pnim as being shava. Understanding if a person has harocha for someone who's outside whose outside doesn't match his inside, is a chisaron. If we're mahalom shaveh people, the etzem mitzias of emes, the mid of emes, which is really the central mid of the bria of Akash Baruch's midah, is to deher the world in terms of its pnim. I once saw a story about one of the big talmidim of Rizka Rav of Zalvel Chachik. He had to buy an apartment. He went to buy an apartment, and I don't remember, he either went to look at it or yes, he wanted it to be a very, very nice apartment. And when it came befoil, the niceness was, are there any shilas and mezuzah, Hanukkah, how would it work out at this? In other words, all the pratim of a bias in halacha, where it would work out that it would be alatzara yoyse toiv, was by him the yoyfi of a bias. That's what he saw. That's what his eyes saw when he looked at a house. He saw shilas, so he saw tzara yoyse toiv. That's the re'i of a person who's a very different cook. I want to bring it down a little bit to our erech, so that's important for us to understand it in personal avoid as well. In the working, when a person is grappling with his yetzahara, with his issues and so on, the understanding the whole role of Mitoyer Sheloi Lishma Volishma is significant for that reason. A person can't jump to Lishma right away because he would be leaving himself behind. When we have intermediate stops, like when we reflect back on how good it feels when you help somebody and the person's and the person radiated back to you his sense of gratification. When we accomplish something, and ish kifi erkoi, it's something that is depends on each person where he's holding. But we need to understand that the grappling with Toiv and Ra requires the Akimu. Rav Dessler writes about how his mother used to get up early to learn on Shabbos, and his mother made pancakes or something like that for them. And, you know, it's important because we're not holding in a place of Lishma. And the problem is that if a person jumps to Lishma, then a person needs to, then a person doesn't, the two things don't fit together. Let me give an example. The person needs to deal with honesty in business, the marshal. Okay? So, it's very simple to say, nishba lashav, gzela, sheken, all those terminologies. But, we still, so we have a feeling, chaval, I could have made a lot more money, but, money esa, vinesh v'shmaim aset it, and that's that. That's not going to turn the person around. It's very helpful at a certain stage of avodah, where a person says, look at this person and how his life has been shattered because he was caught and so on and so forth. And look at this person, what happened to him, and look at this person, look at this person. Look at this person, because he's always worried about what happens if they catch me, what happens to this, and he's constantly stressed out, and so on. It's important to struggle with Yakimu, not because in some sort of ethereal world there's the musig of emes that sort of is very, very abstract and above everything. It's true. But a person can't skip the mahalach to there. In all inyanim of ruchnis, a person needs to start with where he is. Yaakov needed to struggle with Esav l'shitasei, and Esav had to realize that if Bechor is worth an Azir Adashim, then Bechor is worth an Azir Adashim to you. And for people whose Bechor is worth an Azir Adashim, they have nothing. That's where you have to grapple with it. The Eitz Adas, we need to begin to see the Eitz Adas as being poisonous. Not that it's Taival Achmed, it's not, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu has Cheshbonus, doesn't want us to eat it. It needs to reverse it. Midas Ha'emes B'mehusa is seeing things the way they are. It's difficult because we try to do good, and we're okay with doing the good, and whatever good we do, things fall into place. But that a person should say, and a person should live with this mentality, this is wrong. I don't have yet, I haven't been able, succeeded yet in getting myself to do it, but I'm not going to change the picture of what's right and wrong because I'm not there. That's a very, very big midah. That's the sheresh of all midas. The understanding of where emes is, because emes is perceiving the reality. If a person understands the way I'm going is not good, it's empty, it's getting involved in the wrong things, it's not doing right, it's not disciplining myself. It's just painful for us to do that, and that's why we haven't found yet the way to do it. We say, the other guy is fafrum, the other guy is fachnot, the other guy is this, that, the other thing. We have ways of dealing with it where we paint the reality to fit our perception. The midah of emes is the central midah of the tikkun of the bria. The kilkul of the bria was that the ability to project our understanding and what we desire to be the understanding on the reality. That was the etzem chet, that was the sheirish the chet of Eitz Hadas. What the details were, whether Zarayas or this or that, makes really no difference. That's the Nachash's core weapon. The struggle with Esav at the end is going to have to be an unhooking of that itself, the understanding of what is l'shitasoi. That's the akimu. The word akimu means it's not straight. I'm not telling you it's wrong. I'm telling you, okay, it's good. Follow it another step and another step, another step. And what's happened with him? Look at this person. He's indulged, and he's okay. It's great. He had a great time, and then again. And now what? Where's he now? Go with it all the way. Akimu means I'm not taking the straight path to good. I'm going roundabout. I'm taking his mahalach and showing how the emptiness at the end. That one by Dora Melchain Gimel when he said my emuna almost toppled until I saw the very end of Yerushalayim go to. And a person needs to keep straight in the Kudus Emes, and a person needs to learn how to work with where he is. These are the things I like and enjoy. Let's try to find with that mahalach. So if a person, like the Rambam says, the right way for chinuch is a younger child, you give him candy, an older child, you give him money, a still older child, you give him kavod, and finally, maybe you get to lishma. In Yaakov's wrestling with Esav, he had to take a crooked road because the crooked road of Esav is the straight road. If Esav's version of Bechira is crooked, then undoing it means that it's going to look circuitous on the outside when you're really going straight bipnimius. The gift of Yaakov to us is that once he grabbed Esav and once he struggled with him, we have ability to be oymed with emes, which means to see things the way they are, not the way you want to be, and we have the ability to struggle with the ra and to take a route that even is not straight. But round and about, it gives us the mechira and it gives us the brachas.